This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 16th of August, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm and clear evening across Israel. Tel Aviv is enjoying a gentle breeze while Jerusalem remains mild. Haifa is experiencing a pleasant night as well. Here are today's headlines. First, Hezbollah lost the safe cities. This is the dilemma now troubling the IDF. According to Mariv, the IDF continues to pressure Hezbollah on the Ali Tahrir Ridge and has struck command posts in Dar and Wardown, but prefers to maintain a low profile. This was reported earlier today. Also, after IDF soldiers were injured, reports in Lebanon indicate widespread attacks on the Ali Tahrir Ridge. Ynet reports that a wave of airstrikes and artillery shelling occurred where an IDF officer and two soldiers were seriously injured. This was reported earlier today. Also this hour. After a night of attacks in Lebanon, the IDF eliminated a senior Hezbollah commander. Israel Hayom states that Abu Hassan Allah, a senior commander in the Badr unit, was eliminated in response to Hezbollah's actions against the forces. This came in just a short time ago. Separately, a study finds that the Palestinian Authority employed Hamas's October 7th planners. JNS reports that the PA or PLO's responsibility rests on the employment of terrorists involved in the massacre. This was reported earlier today. And finally, Israel cannot wait forever for peace as Iran rapidly rebuilds its missile program. The Jerusalem Post notes that Iran is rebuilding its military faster than expected, raising the cost of every month without an agreement. This update is coming in now. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hillel Fuld, an Israeli commentator, posted earlier today that Ali Samir Al-Haj Hassan, a Hezbollah Radwan Force battalion commander, was killed in a strike on Ansar in southern Lebanon this morning. His family members also reportedly perished. I-24 News English posted earlier today that the IDF announced the elimination of a Hezbollah commander in response to an attack on IDF troops in the southern Lebanon security zone. The Israel Defense Forces announced minutes ago that they eliminated Abu Hassan Allah, a senior commander in Hezbollah's Badr unit, in response to actions in the security zone against IDF soldiers. Allah played a role in advancing multiple terror attacks. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Hezbollah's loss of safe cities. Mariv reports that the IDF is maintaining pressure on Hezbollah positions, specifically on the Ali Tahrir Ridge. Despite the ongoing military efforts, the IDF is aiming to keep a lower profile to manage regional tensions. The situation remains delicate as both sides navigate these strategic moves. Turning to the reports of attacks after IDF injuries. According to Ynet, significant airstrikes and shelling targeted the Ali Tahrir Ridge after IDF personnel were injured. This area has become a focal point of conflict, with serious implications for regional stability and local populations who face ongoing disruptions. Meanwhile, the IDF's elimination of Abu Hassan Allah marks a notable development. Israel Hayom reports that this action follows increased hostilities in southern Lebanon. The strike signifies a direct response to Hezbollah's aggressive actions and highlights the ongoing tit-for-tat nature of the conflict, raising concerns about further escalation. Separately, the study on the Palestinian Authority's employment of Hamas planners sheds light on underlying tensions. JNS highlights the controversy surrounding the PA-PLO's responsibility, which could complicate diplomatic relations and peace efforts in the region. This revelation may impact future negotiations. Finally, the rapid rebuilding of Iran's missile program poses a significant challenge. The Jerusalem Post warns that with stalled diplomacy, the region faces higher stakes with each passing month. Israel must weigh its options carefully to prevent further destabilization and ensure long-term security. On the economic front, first, Anthropic, an Israeli AI startup, is closing in on a $7 billion Descartes deal after surpassing NVIDIA's offer. KeyTech reports that the company's founders and Sequoia prefer Anthropic, with Google and SpaceX as potential allies in this significant acquisition. Separately, Ukraine's drone strikes on Russian logistics hubs are disrupting deliveries and raising concerns. Ynet Business reports that these actions impact Wildberries, a major Russian online retailer, showing the broader economic implications of the conflict. And finally, the July index to be published today is expected to highlight rising inflation. Marv Business notes that Netanyahu is increasingly linking economic struggles to security issues, reflecting ongoing challenges in managing Israel's economic landscape. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.